Okay. Let's see. Do you have any?
Here, Steve.
Here. Is there any changes on Chris's son, father-in-law?
No, sir, not yet. He's not going to start chemo for another week, I think. They're getting ready, and they'll be doing chemo and radiation daily and weekly. Yeah.
Wow.
Daily for one of them and weekly for the other. I'm not sure which one, though. Yeah.
Usually radiation is weekly.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll be in prayer. What about any other prayer? Any other thing? Okay. Yes. Yes.
Still praying for Ioana. The doctors still haven't contacted her with the date for the surgery for her aneurysm.
Do the doctors even know they've got to do this?
I'm assuming so, but I don't know what the hang-up is.
Socialized medicine?
Thank you, Phil.
Something like that.
This is what they don't want to spend the money.
How old is she?
68, 69, maybe.
Okay. She's young. That'd be good. Okay.
Yep,
all right. Any other? Any other prayer? Okay. Well.
I have.
Good. What you got?
Not really a prayer. I need an update, and we have about almost a dozen of people on the internet who requested the lessons on CD and books since 2020. But we did not actually realize that, because usually GM used to do all of the sending. So I'd like to apologize online here as well for people to know that we are working towards it, that we will send them all out. For people who are international, please be patient. We will send you the tracking number as soon as we actually ship it out.
Okay, good.
Sorry about that.
How can we get... Yes.
Well, go ahead, finish what you're doing.
No, go.
No, I was going to say, we start, our job's going, but continue prayer for that. It goes well, because we had some hiccups today, so we'll go from there.
Do we have any way that we can make some sermons that we've done?
Right. Sermons?
Yeah. Messages?
Make some?
Yeah.
We done that the last couple of days, yes. You talked about.
Well, I know that I talked with you send, boy, I'm so pitiful that I have not been sharp with the guy, but Mick called and we talked. We had a good talk.
You got a hold of him?
Good. Yeah.
Excellent.
And he wants to get some messages, so we'll have to see how we can do that.
Okay.
Well, let's get into our work. And we're doing Hebrews chapter 5 and part of chapter 6. And that'll be all of Wednesday for a while. That'll be all of the teaching of Wednesday for a while. It's just amazing. John and Jody and so many have dropped off of Wednesday, and we haven't, but we'll just have to see what we're going to do. But we'll be doing for next Tuesday, next Sundays, be the two Sundays on Sunday, but not Wednesday. So today it'll be the last one.
So this is the last one, or
the last one?
This is the last one.
Okay. Last Wednesday, is that correct?
Last Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Until popular demand brings it back.
Yes.
How about minority demand?
Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we know the study, the book of Hebrews, the pastor teacher. Had such good things. Don't know who he is, but he is so ready to teach the Word of God to Hebrews. So, Father, we pray now that your Spirit will encourage us, the hearing of it now, and the taking in things we've developed to today. Father, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. Hebrews 5:11. Concerning him. That's concerning Jesus Christ. So that's who he is. Concerning him, we have much to say. We have much to say about Jesus Christ. And it is hard to explain what we have. Since you have become poor hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the articles and naturals of God. And you have come to need milk, not solid food, but milk. Now, verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk. Now, milk is being talked about here for the small child teaching of the Word of God. Only for everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word righteousness. For he is an infant. Infant, the righteousness is going to talk about the more advanced type of understanding. But, verse 14, but solid food is for the mature. That's matureness in the word. Who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern between good and evil. So that's going to be what we're going to be looking at. The problem is these early Jewish believers is that they have really retrogressed. Now they it's not a matter that they're catching up or going to go on. They're going backward. So retrogressed. They were once with the Word, now they're in retrogress in understanding the early days of doctrine of church age. They tried to hold on to old days of Jews, the old days. The primary problem of the believers is that they simply do not want to hear teaching for early days of the church, for the church. They try to hold on to the old days and do not want to hear the teaching of the new days of the church age. They don't want to teach it. Now, we have much to say. That's the pastors, teachers. We have much to say. Therefore, is so much to teach on the new services under Jesus Christ. New teaching on Jesus Christ. But they were not to listen to the new teaching. They didn't want to hear it. Well, look who's come in. All right, my goodness. How you doing? All right. But this time, teaching on Jesus Christ was not interested to them. That's a tragedy. People do not want to have teaching of Jesus Christ. They were interested in the temple. And they were interested in Jesus Christ, but not interested in hearing much about Jesus Christ in the future. Now, interest in teaching about Jesus Christ in the glory of God the Father. They were with a mental attitude about old things and were ready to comprehend things for, and were not ready for comprehending of things, new days and things of Jesus Christ. I continue now, but it is hard. It is hard to explain to a pastor who's a teacher about all the thing, the newest of Jesus Christ. They have heard about the temple and the high priest, but not everything is new, but now everything is new about Jesus Christ, and they're not there. They don't know it. The writer and other teachers have much to say, but they were not ready for listening to the complex subjects of Jesus Christ and for the church age. The problem is that they should be mature. They should be mature. These believers here should be mature and capable enough to handle complex teaching. They should be able to do that. But right now, I will encourage every one of you to handle far beyond, far more advanced teaching of the Word of God. Every one of you should take deeper teaching on the Word of God. But they're not doing it out of the Jewish church. The problem was not the teachers, but the hearers of the Word of God. Since you have become dull of slushes in hearing, they didn't hear. Take a look at the church in Revelation 2 and 3. Number how several did not listen to the teaching of the Word of God. It is so difficult to study Revelation 2 and 3, where there were a number spent of time in the false teaching about the teaching of Balaam or other false teachers, or the teaching of the woman like Jezebel. But there were many other churches, the seven churches, who would not listen to any teaching of pastors. Many had sound teaching, but became dull of hearing. They had good teachers. They had them, but they were good. But the people were dull. Or some were lukewarm, which means now they did not listen at all. They did not listen to the Word of God. So there were those who, like those, are teaching of the church age over teaching in the Old Testament age over and over. Yeah, I got one test right here. Do I need a swig already? All right. There we go. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, so there were those who, like those at the teaching of the church age, over listening to the Old Testament, they have become slow, are no dull of the Word of God, and have become negative to the teaching of sound doctrine. At one time, they had listening to sound teaching of the Word of God, of the new church, of the new age, but had become sluggish, dull hearing of the Word of God now. Your spiritual maturity condition is very important in time of national disaster. Your spiritual condition is very important in that time of national disaster, or to major change in leadership in the nation. These Jews yesterday were in Israel, but today things have changed to the point they are in changed in dispensation, completely dispensation now. When you are in a change of dispensation, individuals need all the more to stand in growth to with teaching on Jesus Christ. They must be immature, they must be mature and ready and telling more people of Jesus Christ, of this new age, telling of Jesus Christ, but not these Jews. National change or natural disaster is no time to be charged in losing your relationship with Jesus Christ. Things are going on in the nation is no longer to be in the time in relationship of not knowing about Jesus Christ. You are more need to be in advance in maturity in all of this. You should be aware of the fact that we are moving in a new direction in the country today, meaning America. Not necessarily other countries, but America does. Now, is now the time, now is not the time to complain. Now is the time to stand firm in the Word of God and growing and glowing in the maturity. So now is not the time to be complaining about what's going on in play and with the leaders, but teaching the Word of God. Now is the time to tell others of Jesus Christ. Now is the time to train and teach your children all the more truths of the Word of God. Now Hebrews 5:12, for though by this time one thing that may happen to every pastor or teacher is that they find the need to teach to the people. For example, a teacher will discover that students in the ninth grade in a class are not able to move on to the 10th grade, just in school. It is not their fault. It is not their teacher's fault, but it is the student's fault. The ninth graders not ready to go to the 10th grader. Here there are Jews who by now should know about Jesus, but not able to even talk about Jesus. They're not able to teach it, not able to talk about it, about Jesus Christ as the high priest, then and friend and believers in the church age. These people need milk and not sound teaching. That's a shame. They need milk, but not sound teaching. The sad fact is that they ought to be teachers. These people ought to be teachers. How about this? For these people, they should be sound teachers of sound doctrine, and now they cannot do it. But the people needed taught the first principles of the oracles of God. The teachers wanted to teach so much more on the depth of Jesus and truth of Jesus Christ. But the people were not lurking in their listening and hearing so much about these truths. I'm very thankful for my 47 years that not been at that point, but I know that, for an example, young pastor friend of mine up north, he had to just start over with people listening to teaching the Word of God. And he just, first of all, had to start teaching them to even bring the Bible. Just, that was what he did. Just everybody, let's everybody bring a Bible. So worked on that. Then that would be work on that, then learn about learning things and learning more. And now it's getting pretty good for Jody to teaching the Word of God there. But what a journey he's been on to get on to that point. They were in need of elementary truth. Now the problem was that they were taught good teachers. They had good teachers. And, see, the thing about Jody, they didn't. They didn't have it. So, it's not their fault, not his fault. But they're getting there. But here, these people, they have had good teaching all the time. But they have not listened. They've not grown. In fact, they have retrogressed. They have moved backward. Instead of teaching others, they now need to be taught. But you need the rudiments of the beginning of the oracles of God. This refers to the first, the beginning, the origin. The first things taught, the beginning things taught, the origin, whatever those you like. They have retired, have received this once already. They have once already received it. They saw they should have hold fast the beginning of other occurrence firm until the end. But they're not. This was the Holy Spirit was the teaching at the beginning. Acts 11 verse 15. To the elementary principles of the oracles of God. Oracles refers to the sayings. To the sayings of God. The utterance. The pronouncements of God. Those are other words that the word, that the reading, that those words mean. 5:12. And you have become to need milk and not solid food. Milk. This refers to elements and weakest kind of doctrine. Milk refers to elements and the weakest kind of doctrine. And can bear no advance other teaching. They have changed in their essential essence. That is, they have retrogressed to spiritual immaturity. They were taught very good stuff, and now they were all going the back way. What is so sad thing that happens to people, to retrogress to their knowledge of relationship with Jesus Christ. To have it, to understand it, to know it, and then to forget it, to set it aside. To have an advanced teaching of the Word, to decline in your relationship with Christ. Some of these Jews were mature in their relationship with Christ, but now they have reverted in their life. They went backward. What is so interesting is that many of this life will never grow in relationship with Jesus Christ, or who degenerate in this relationship with Christ. Now, in the close of chapter 15, is another, in chapter 5 really, is another warning to Hebrews. Hebrews 5:13. for everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. Now is not the time to be an infant when you should be an adult. Is not the time. Milk is not now the time is to be taking milk, but should be advancing in maturity. This refers to spiritual immaturity defining these people. The writer of Hebrews stops in explaining of Christ on high, on the high priest, to give a very important warning. In other words, he's been teaching about Jesus Christ, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and in chapter 5, the middle of it, he stopped. He stopped. And that's what we're doing now. He stopped with a warning. To those who are dull to listening, to those who are lazy, not moving to mature understanding of the Word of God, those who are new to Christ have begun with milk. 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies, new ones, long for the pure milk of the Word. This is a newborn baby, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. New people. That is a wonderful place for a new believer. But every believer should be listening under a very mature pastor and be developed who is understanding of the Word of God. But these Jews, believers, are dull, slow, lazy in growing in the Word. Those who are disinterested in the spiritual growth. They should be, but they're disinterested. Now, the word of righteousness, this also refers to the ministry of righteousness, as in 2 Corinthians 5:9, for in the ministry of condemnation has glory. Much more does ministry of righteousness abound in glory. The word of righteousness includes such things as justification, sanctification, propitiation, as well as the doctrine of Christ itself, striking in a man his own righteousness, stripping of a man his own righteousness and revealing in the righteousness of Christ. And of course, Romans chapter 1, 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And now continuing from verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. This goes on from verse 16 to verse 17, from faith to faith, as is it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is inspired by the Word of God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. And every Jewish believer should carry Joshua 24:15 right in their soul. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve Him in all sincerity and truth. Serve Him in all sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served before the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now verse 14 closes verse chapter 5. But so solid food is for the mature. This is the way he closes it down. The solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their sense trained to discern good and evil. Now, served by grace from through faith, live faith by faith, walk by faith, grow by grace. People, we grow from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity. That's what we do. Students in Scripture and skilled in the Word of Righteousness. Colossians chapter 14, verse 20. Brethren, do not be children in your thinking, yet in evil be infants, but in your thinking be mature. Believers to be is to mature. Solid food. King James calls it strong meat. I like that. Strong meat. But it really isn't, but that's what it is. Or refers to doctrine that refers to righteousness. The mature refers to complete, whole, full-grown, mature, or adult. One spiritual completeness. Who, because of practice, have their senses trained. Trained, now what does that mean? It means they've gone over it, in this different time, different times. The teacher of Hebrews will equip the in teaching. Here we have the word used in Hebrews chapter 5:14 occurs only in 5:14. Only place it in the Bible. It means organ of sense, faculty of judgment. Sense exercised to discern both good and evil. Let me get something to drink. Continue. The word denotes to perceive inner discernment. In it, that part of human being which enables him to judge particularly between good and evil. Now let me repeat that. In that part of the human being, part of the human being, the soul, which enables him to judge particularly between good and evil. This word is used only in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, and refers to the sense, but not of the body, but of the soul. You will notice that this refers to the mature believer, not the immature. It refers to spiritual sensitivity, which enables the mature believer, the mature Christian, to judge between right and wrong. This sense can be trained with the Word of God under the power of the Holy Spirit. The mature Christian, the one who is wise in the Lord, is the one who has trained himself by constant practice to be spiritually discerning. Let me repeat that now. It's a quote from the reading. The mature Christian, this one is wise in the Lord, in the one is who has trained himself by constant practice to be naturally discerning. Okay? Ronald Merriman refers to this word, this word. Quote, this word, this mature believer, keeps exercising and training his mental, spiritual faculties toward applying the word of righteousness to real life institutions and situations, so he or she can discern good and evil. And this is become a habit of their mind. So this is his thinking. The mature believer keeps exercising and training his mental, spiritual faculties toward applying the word of righteousness to real life situations, so he or she can discern good and evil, and this is one become of habit of mind. Now the Bible ends verse 15, and this goes to chapter 6. The problem is that verses 1 through 8 actually ends this of chapter 5. And actually it ends chapter 5. So let's just take a quick look at it, not go into long detail, but look at it. Hebrews chapter 6, it begins with the issue of chapters 5, 10 through 14. That is with the weak believer being dull and hearing, and ends with using the wise between thinking of the mature believer. Hebrews chapter 6, 1. This is what it says. Therefore, leaving the elementary teachings above about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again on the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith beyond God, toward God. Verse 2, of instruction about washing and laying on hands. That deals with the baptism. And about the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Verse 3, and this we will do if God permits. We'll say a few things about that. They should be well involved with the elementary teachings and ready to move on to the church age. Our faith, our understanding, is either one growing or is dying. Right now, yours is either growing or dying. The word therefore, chapter 6, verse 1 starts off, therefore. The word therefore is based upon what has already been covered. Therefore, they have already been taught, very early taught in the Old Testament, but now it is better to move on to the church age. And we have long covered salvation by grace through faith in Christ, and are long to have been pressed on the spiritual maturity. That is, we should be teachers and taught on a deeper relationship with the Lord and to develop a more secure faith in Christ. Let us press on to maturity, actually press on to perfection. It says maturity, but it's actually perfection. An idea of what is being referred to, repentance from dead works, has been very quickly, not going to spend a lot of time on it, but has been moved away from dead works in Ephesians chapter 4, 8-10, being darkened in their understanding, excluding from the life of God, because of the ignorance, that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. The faith, to faith upon God, was already well established by the Jews at this time. Now verse 2, an instruction again about washing, about such one, should one in the church age who has believed in Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, instructing conceding these things, and laying on hands. That is way used by early days in the early church in the healing of disease, but not common to all Christians, so they shouldn't be farther worried about it. And the resurrection of the dead, and the bodies of the dead, and the eternal judgment. These, their resurrection and eternal judgment, were pronounced on as irreversible, and is ready for eternity. Now, verse 3. And this we will do if God permits. Okay. The primary intent of the book of Hebrews is encouragement of this whole group of believers. This dependence on Christ. This is if God would spare their lives. It says if we have God permits, if God will permit their lives. This can come off of James. It's a great place to look. James chapter 4 verse 13 says, come now, you who say today or tomorrow, as we go to such or such city and spend a year there and engage in work in business and making a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like even tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Verse 15, instead, you ought to say, quote, if the Lord wills, we will live, and also we will do this and do that, only if so. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. Verse 4, and following just as very quickly, for the case of those who have once been enlightened. This means evident for God making it possible, and having tasted of the heavenly gift, have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have taught the good word of God and the powers of God this time. Verse 6, and then have fallen away. It is impossible to renew them again repentance. Now let's just take a look at verse 6. And then have fallen away to renew again to repentance. Since again crucified to themselves the Son of God, and put him into open shame. Verse 7, for ground that drinks the rain which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful on the on those for those whose sake for it is tilled, receive a blessing from it. Verse 8. But if it is yields thorns and thistles, if that's what it grows, it is worthless and close to being cursed. It's talking about these believers. And it ends up being burned, everything they do. The main teaching of Hebrews chapter 6, 9 and following on is must deal with Jesus Christ as the high priest. And such ends chapter 6 as our study and chapter 4, chapter 5. Any question? All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so sorry about the Jews who had good teaching but had the time and used it to go back, to forget the things they had been taught. If Heavenly Father, this is a good learning for them, but it's a good warning to us to use our time left on this earth. Take the time, the things we learn, and apply them in our Christian life. Tell others of Christ and to continue to grow and develop an understanding of Jesus Christ, our friend. In His precious name we pray. Amen.